Parastu Hasuri from the American Civil Liberties Union probed the ethical foundations of the U.S. immigration laws and policies.
Should a person be detained because they dropped a class and fell below the 12 credits required by their student visa? Should a person be detained or deported for neglecting to send a change of address form to the government within 10 days of moving? Should people spend months in county jails for coming to this country on tourist visas but then working at convenience stores or gas stations? Should a lawful permanent resident with long-standing ties to this country who's been convicted of a nonviolent offense, served his time, face further time in prison, sometimes even longer than the sentence that he received for his crime, and then be deported and torn away from his friends and families and loved ones? It's time to restore proportionality and a sense of basic human decency to our immigration laws.
Arti Shahani from Families for Freedom talked about the growing repression against immigrants and the reality of detention and deportation.
1 million people have been deported since 1996. Unsurprisingly, the vast majority of people deported are people of color. In April of 1995, Timothy McVeigh, a white citizen American, bombed the Oklahoma City Federal Building. Exactly 1 year later, Congress passed the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, EDPA. In October of that same year, they passed its sister bill, the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, IRA-IRA. Together, these laws are the most drastic change to the modern deportation system in the United States. They completely overhauled the immigration removal system. If you come to this country from a different place saying, I'm being persecuted back home, I'm afraid, you say that at the airport, you're thrown into prison, you're incarcerated. Besides that though, there have been devastating effects for people that are already in the United States, people of all different immigration categories. For virtually any conviction, could have happened years and years ago, could happen tomorrow, you are put in deportation proceedings. Suddenly, more and more people are subject to the system of immigrant imprisonment and exile. The proceeding is basically a mock court. The judge could say to you, you know what? I know you're not a threat to society. I know you're a good person, but my hands are tied. I do not have the power to grant you any sort of relief. So mandatory deportation was brought in by 1996. Now, there's also mandatory detention. When you are put in deportation proceedings, you will be incarcerated. Up to 90% of people have no attorney to represent them. It's a civil proceeding. Mandatory detention has made immigrants the fastest growing segment of the domestic prison population. There's an entire prison industry that surrounds this rapid growth. If you're kept in prison, you can't fight a fair fight. You don't have access to your family. In April of 2003, the Supreme Court ruled immigrants can be detained, incarcerated solely for being immigrants, and that is constitutional. We're all under attack through different programs, whether it be police and racial profiling, whether it be special registration. The fact is, communities are severely under attack. You are facing legal, social, and economic challenges and hardships solely because you are not a citizen of this country. In any other framework, that would translate into apartheid. Citizen and non-citizen, we're seeing the divide develop deeper and deeper and deeper.
Janet Gabriel from the New Jersey Civil Rights Defense Committee believes that people must become involved to stop injustice.
We had to develop a system so that people would not continue to feel terrorized. So we developed a system called the Emergency Response System. And the idea of this is to have 24/7 response for immigrants when the INS, the FBI, ICE come to people's door and start to harass them, and that leads to detentions and deportations. The project is to stop those detentions from happening, to act as witnesses and report back to the larger society, because we feel very strongly that if the public knew what was going on, we would not accept it. That Americans believe very strongly in our civil rights, and the way that the government has gotten away with what they're doing is by doing everything in secret.
President Bush recently said that the United States wants to export democracy and freedom to other countries. Based on the experience of thousands of non-citizens in this country, it would appear that he has a credibility problem. From WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.